we respect them. As a football team, we respect them. They've got good players. They've got good coaches. We feel like they've got it. They've got the defense down. They do a ton of things defensively and offensively. They've got a nice little mix going right there. And then special teams, they're one of the best special teams coaches in the National Football League.
They've grown a lot since we played them last. You know, they had some new guys over there at the beginning of the year, so they've really come a long way in developing their system and really figuring it out there.
The fans are, they take a lot of pride in making that the Black Hole. It's a tough place to play from that standpoint.
So unique division rivalry, you know, going back a long time. So certainly I think anytime you kind of have a pass like that, it makes it more intense.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Joining us by phone from the Raider flagship, 95.7 The Game, John Lund joins us. And John, let's begin with Matt McGloin. He was once again named the starter this week for the game coming up against Kansas City. Evaluate his play so far this season.
Well, I think you look at the Houston game, and I don't think it's realistic to think that he's going to maintain that level of play. They're going to get some tape on him, and they're going to make adjustments to him. Look, he's a shorter quarterback. They're going to bat down some balls. They're going to make some adjustments. They're going to bait a young quarterback. Sure, he's made a few mistakes, and you'd like to see him play a couple of halves, but I think what you're seeing is you're seeing flashes of what he can do. He's got great pocket awareness. He's got great moxie. He's got a stronger arm than you think. I think he's a great leader. I've talked to a lot of Raiders, both at the headquarters and on the show, and a lot of guys love playing with him. The ball comes out quickly. The offense runs efficiently. He's going to make mistakes. He threw the pick against Ed Reed. Reed baited him into the throw, but for a young guy who's finding his way, I think he's playing good. He's playing as good as you can expect and even better.
John, the Raiders, they got off to a slow start against the Jets, but there's something to be said about the effort, the adjustments as they got back into that game in the second half.
No question. I like the way they played in the second half. Marcel Reese with the long run up the middle. Rod Streeter, who I spoke with on my show this week, talked about these plays. That's been the trait of this team. Yeah, you're frustrated, but remember, they've had leads in six of these games. This is a good football team. Part of the problem has been finishing. Yeah, they had the slow start against the Jets. But in past years, you could say that maybe this team quit. This team hasn't quit. It's about a culture change for Dennis Allen, and the culture change is coming. I don't know if they entirely have enough talent, but they do play hard every single week, and that means that Dennis Allen's message is getting through.
All right, let's break down the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday. They're doing everything right, from a two-win team to a team that is clearly going to the playoffs. This is a really big test for Oakland to stay in the game early at home and keep the fans in the game on Sunday.
I think it's a winnable game, and I think that as you look at where they're going to go, obviously the Raiders aren't going to make the playoffs. I would think that the players are going to test this like a playoff game. And look, in Kansas City, they led 7-0. They've led in six of their losses this year. I'm not saying they're going to win the football game, but they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs because they played well in Kansas City in an environment that you know is very tough. Alex Smith doesn't push the football down the field too much. You got to contain Jamaal Charles. I think they can win the football game, and I think they're going to use it like their playoff game.
Final three games are within the division, and all Raider fans know that they want to see the Raiders end the season strong. The competitive level for the silver and black against these remaining opponents in the AFC West.
I think it's huge for the organization. A lot of people would say because you're not in the playoff chase, it doesn't matter. We talked about a bunch of one-year guys. It's important for the guys that are playing, and it's important for them to leave an impression on the Raiders. If some of these guys aren't going to be here, it's an important time for these guys to put around the rest of the league, to put quality work on tape. And at the quarterback position, Matt McGloin, is he going to be a starter next year? Is Terrell Pryor going to get an opportunity? These guys have a lot to prove to not only fans, but to within the organization and who is going to be kept and who is not. These are big games for the Raiders and their players.
All right, John, you're on the radio every day with your co-host, Greg Papa, the voice of the Silver and Black. What's it been like? What are the fans saying on the phones? What's the optimism like throughout the Raider Nation wrapping up this portion of the season and looking towards the future?
Well, you're smart, and you talk to these guys as well as I do, and I think that it's a really smart fan base. They know where the organization is. Having said that, when Marcel Reese has the kind of game he had, when everybody's been clamoring for him to get the football, I think they see that. I think they see that Rod Streeter and Andre Holmes, when the offensive line can get healthy and bring back Valdir, that can be a quality unit if they can find the right quarterback. I think they look at things defensively and they see building blocks for the future.
We thank John Lund for joining us this week from the Raider flagship, 95.7 The Game. Stay tuned. There's still more to come as we continue on the Raiders Report.
coming up on the Raiders Report.
It's my very first swimsuit shoot I've ever done, and it was kind of nerve-wracking at first, but the photographers made it really easy and really comfortable, and it was really fun. It was a really cool experience.